The riverbed turned, bent to the left and then to the right, and he came to another gap, on the wrong side again, and ground to a stop, staring stunned, shocked. Six endless rows of ants poured up from out of a squat cubic structure sitting half buried in the sand. Those are supposed to be supply dumps. They told us they were only supply dumps. From behind him came more ants, boiling around the bend, and he blazed them at first, but his blazer got immediately hot. Overload. And he thought of running, and he thought of leaping out of the riverbed, and he thought of using a blaze bomb, and it was already in the air, a line drive straight into the crowd at the bend. He dropped and flattened himself, and it blew. They died, the ants. The ridge walls, narrow here, crumbled and closed the riverbed off. But the other gap. He turned, and through the new gap, they were coming, so many. He threw another blaze bomb into the ranks, and it blew as he crouched. Ants flying everywhere, but still more and more from the cube in the sand. Globular eyes, and he aimed more carefully and missed. Too much adrenaline. But the next bomb flew true, with a slight arcing trajectory, only meters above their heads, and down into them and right into the mouth of the cube, right on the upward sloping ramp, and blew just right. The sides of the entrance disappeared outward. The roof kicked high, lifting and opening and then falling and shattering, and then the whole damn cube collapsed on itself. Another blaze bomb over his shoulder to the other ants already out and coming, and he was off and running again. The riverbed veered to the left and left again and dropped downhill. He was accelerating, really moving now. And when he burst out into the open space beyond and accelerated even harder, harder to the best he had, he knew he had lost them. They couldn't keep up, and he was safe now, for now, but alone, and the only one left. And he concentrated hard on the vision of the collapsing cube and what he could do to them instead of that other vision, that terrible, awful sight of peeling plasteel and what they could do to him. Alone on a hostile planet, Felix the scout, the soldier, the engine, the killer, ran. He ran and ran and ran.